I like McAfee. I mean, he's my kind of guy. He kind of says it like it is.
Anybody can eat milk toast. No offense, Gary Johnson, I love you, but the fact of the matter is it's time for strong leadership that's a lightning rod for publicity.
McAfee is a maniac. I can vouch for that personally. And one day, hopefully, if I work very hard, I could be half the maniac that is John McAfee.
If you listen to a lot of the outside political media, the Libertarian National Convention here in Orlando is already a done deal in terms of who's going to be the presidential nominee, Gary Johnson. But if you talk to actual delegates and people who are in the building, you get a quite different point of view. And part of the reason for that is sitting right across from me right now, presidential candidate John McAfee. John, thank you very much for joining us for Reason TV.
Thank you for inviting me.
I want to ask you a question I'm asking everybody, including just delegates. In your view, what is the purpose of a Libertarian Party presidential campaign, and why do you best fulfill what that purpose is?
Well, I can tell you what the historical purpose has been. It's the Libertarian Party has been like the 17-year locust, only it appears every 4 years. Proffers a Libertarian candidate for president and disappears for 4 years. I'm not making fun. I'm just saying this is how many people perceive the actions of the party. Well, that's doing no one any good. Meanwhile, there are local candidates. If you were at the debate last night, you heard me say, I'm not going to win. Be real. And for those who are supporting me, I'm not dissing you. And don't lose hope, because there is a different way of winning. It's not going to happen, please. Now, we're all deluding ourselves. In private, I hear people say, there's no chance. Of course not. Of course not. Because we have a system that's been in place for hundreds of years, that has grown into an ossified machine. It's not about personalities. Do you think it matters whether Hillary or Trump gets elected? If you do, you haven't watched the results after the previous elections of every presidential election for the past 60 years. In all cases, the American people lose something. It's not us against Hillary, or Donald Trump, or the Democrats, or the Republicans. It is us against this ridiculous, twisted, sick machine that created them.
So part of this, including your phenomenal ad campaign so far, is to reorient the way people just think about things.
Yes, we can win. The solution to any problem is way easier than anybody ever dreams. The problem is that we buy into the generally accepted system of problem solving. And in our world, what is that system of problem solving? Politics. We have a problem, let's elect somebody to fix it. And we are trying to use politics as the means of changing politics. Please, it can't work. Now, if we're clever, we can use politics as a sort of sleight of hand and say, I'm running for president, and while I'm doing that, I'm using the eyeballs and the attention and the manipulation of our opponents, which are not people, but a machine. Good God, we can win. We can win, but not in the way you think.
Talk about what that success looks like. So we have the failure both of the sort of historical futility, let's say, of the Libertarian Party thing, and also the failure of our politics writ large. What does success look like in your brain for either or both?
You know, this is the unpleasant part. Success in a political, social, economic, cultural environment is painful. Not hurtful, not harmful, but painful. In all cases where a social or political upheaval has taken place, they were not all violent. Mahatma Gandhi in India threw out the largest empire on the planet without a shot being fired, without being armed. How did he do it? He came up with an idea. Brilliant. Passive resistance. If you can get 10,000 people to stand in line to walk up to collect salt and have the British beat you into near subconsciousness while the media is watching, you will win. Are we willing to do something that drastic? That's hard. I am.
The most common objection to your candidacy, which I guess you've probably heard once or twice so far.
I'm sure I have. I know what it is.
running is the unkind version, which I just read on Twitter, is like, we already have a lunatic millionaire running for president here. That in a totally weird electoral year where you have this bogey called Donald Trump, why do we go after the international man of mystery who's sort of shrouded in mythos and unpredictability?
I'm hoping the difference between Trump and I is that after he has the eyeballs, he doesn't know what to do other than, if you'll beat up that protester, I'll pay your legal bill. Well, that's saying something, and maybe get some more eyeballs. I think I have the capacity to stop being that lunatic for brief periods, like perhaps now, and try to talk rationally with people.
I heard you, I think, at the Stossel debate, elevate as one of your prime motivations, or on an issue basis, was that we are in a cyber war with China right now, and you are, have, you know, interest and expertise in that field. Is that indeed a main kind of policy motivation for you?
Well, the cybersecurity, obviously, I have to say something about that because it is my life in business, and it's what I know more of than anything else. People allege that I am fairly good at it, and maybe my perceptions are sometimes correct. Forbes published a story where they went out and talked to all of the hackers and security people. You know, what about this lunatic McAfee claiming run? And they said, well, you know what? We think he's making America safer.
If you don't win the nomination, and if Austin Peterson does, you'd enthusiastically endorse him. And you have emphatically said that that is not the case with Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because the only politician in the Libertarian Party that is running for president is Gary Johnson. It is impossible for me to sit here and say it is that which must be replaced, and then support that thing which I say must be replaced. Please, I mean, who would I be? What would you believe of me, what I said next?
What would failure look like from the LP this year in terms of just a raw number of votes, presidential votes? It's been 1% has been the ceiling up till now. 5% is a threshold that means a lot to the party. What in your mind would be failure in November for the Libertarian Party?
What if we didn't measure success in votes? What if we measured success in something else? What if we measured success in terms of getting just two more states to call for a constitutional convention? We only need two. Think about it. Well, would that be success? Hell yes. Why? The votes, in the end, do not matter. We get to say we got 5% of the votes. What did we change? Did we have a better system? Is the government less oppressive? Do I have my freedom back? Has the NSA stopped spying on me? Have my taxes gone down or disappeared? No, sir. So you cannot measure success in terms of votes. You have to measure success in terms of change.
Changing the conversation in the Libertarian Party has been a definite accomplishment this period by John McAfee. Thank you very much for
You're
joining
welcome,
us.
Sir. Okay.
For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welsh.